Welcome to our new episode of Inside BU Hockey, presented by DiBella Law Offices, where every case is personal. Call 855-DiBella. I'm Bernie Corbett, voice of BU Men's Ice Hockey. Join me and my co-host Kat Cornetta of the Boston Globe all season long as we bring you Inside BU Men's and Women's Hockey. It's time now to drop the puck and go inside BU Hockey. Welcome back, everyone, to Inside BU Hockey. Yes, the time has come to drop the puck. Bernie Corbett back with you as the host of Inside BU Hockey once again this season. Great excitement and great expectations for Terrier Hockey as we get ready to get started for the 2025-26 campaign. And I'd like to welcome in my first order of business, our presenting sponsor this season for Inside BU Hockey, DiBella Law Offices, where every case is personal. Call 855-DiBella and go to their website, everycaseispersonal.com. We welcome in DiBella Law Offices and Chris DiBella, proud graduate of Boston University, who was actually in school during your time, Jay, and has two children right now that are attending Boston University, two of his kids at Boston University. So he'll be a presence at the games and behind the benches, as a matter of fact, at DiBU. We welcome in Chris and look forward to spending some quality time with him this season. Well, Jay, it's we're just about on the cusp of getting ready for a season that I feel is really unprecedented in terms of the anticipation and excitement surrounding it. We saw some of that on Saturday with a great turnout for the inter-squad scrimmage, which the public was invited to at Aganis Arena. Ticket sales certainly reflect that the season is essentially sold out before the season even gets underway. And I'm sure that you have a good deal of excitement. You certainly showed that when we had an opportunity to get together at the reception after the scrimmage on Saturday for this season of Boston University Hockey. We welcome you in. Three straight Frozen Fours. Your record of 81-35-4 through your first three seasons. And the bar has been raised very high. You've established a standard of play for Boston University Hockey over the first 3 years that really has raised the expectations of everybody that really cares about this program as we get ready for the new season. So welcome. Good to be back and having an opportunity to talk to you once again.
Thanks, Bernie. Yeah, no, it's really nice to be back. It seems like a really long off season in college hockey. It feels like yesterday with the tough ending we had, but it also seems like an eternity before we start again. And now, it's light at the end of the tunnel here, starting up this Saturday. I think we're real excited. Really excited about our group. Guys are fitting in really well. And again, like it's new. We got 14 new players on our roster, so there's a lot of teaching. A lot of guys trying to figure out how things work, not only on the ice but off the ice. But the good thing is we have our core group of returners back that have an understanding of what it means to be a Boston University hockey player and what the expectations are, and they've done a tremendous job of leading this new group.
And just to begin, we'll talk about breaking down this team and guys that have returned. Looking up front, I mean, just going off of how things looked in the scrimmage, you had a first line which not surprisingly had Cole Eiserman on the left side returning for his sophomore year. We'll have a letter on the sweater with 25 goals last season, led all freshmen in the nation. Had him on a line, once again, not surprisingly, with Sasha Boisvert, a transfer to the program from North Dakota, in the middle. And Ryder Ritchie, who'll be the first CHL arrival, first player to play major junior to come to Boston University. Jay, we've been around for a while. I don't think we ever thought that day would come, but that day is here, along with a few other days that have come to college hockey that we'll talk about. But certainly an impressive, very formidable first line there with a couple of newcomers to the program, but certainly a couple of guys that have got experience playing college hockey with Boisvert and what he did at North Dakota, being the rookie of the year in the NCHC along with Eiserman.
We'll see. I mean, we're still kind of tinkering with lines and combinations. They've been together quite a bit over kind of the training camp here. They've haven't been together the whole time, but they have been together for a good amount of time. And yeah, it's a good mix. Obviously, with Yzerman, I think we all know what he's capable of. He's had a tremendous off season. He's really done a really good job of getting himself in the best shape possible. He's been a leader in our group. That's why he's wearing a letter. He's really excited for this season. He can just see that he's determined to, you know, find a way to get us over the top. And then with Sasha Bovaer coming in from North Dakota, you know, had a great freshman season there. He's a really good 200-foot centerman. Maybe even a little better than I even realized from a defensive standpoint. Got a great stick. We play a little bit of a different system than North Dakota, and he's picked it up really quickly. So really like what I've seen from him. And then Ryder Ritchie, coming from the CHL, he's got a lot of talent. He good two-way player. He can make plays, real confident with the puck. So yeah, that line's looked really good up to this point.
The second line that worked together, once again, just going off of Saturday, I know this won't be any potential barometer for what the lines might be on Saturday night, but you had Kondrick Fondrick, one of the freshmen from the U.S. National Program, very highly touted, coming in on the left side, got a great one-time goal on the offside, by the way. Jack Harvey, one of your veterans, he's got a C on the sweater, coming back for his third year of college hockey, and coming back for his fourth year of college hockey, but played the first three in the NCHC for North Dakota, teammate of Boisvert, Owen McLaughlin. Those guys played together as a group, although I believe Fondrick will not be available for this weekend anyway. I know he had the blue jersey on in the scrimmage. He had the quarterback's jersey on, but he'll have to sit. But that line had some impressive moments also back on Saturday.
Yeah, that line, three really talented players with the puck. All three of them see the ice very well. All three of them have a lot of patience with the puck. They can slow the game down, play the give-and-go game, and you know they all can shoot it too, and you saw that with Fondrick, and both Harvey and Fondrick, I think, scored in that game with great shots.
Yes.
Fondrick, he's not quite going to be ready for this Saturday. He's coming off an injury from the previous season that he's working his way back. He's only been, I think, practicing with us for about a week, not even with the team. I think he's probably had four or five full practices with our group, and he seems to be getting better every day. Just not going to rush him back. We want to make sure he's 100% when he does get into our lineup. But, you know, we expect big things from him. Really, really good player. Obviously, Jack Harvey, we know, has had a really good first 3 years for us. You know, freshman year, took him a little while to really find his way, and then we saw what he could do when he, you know, finally got into the lineup and was a, you know, really good player for us. Ended up on our first line his freshman year, and then again last year had a really good season. Yeah, I think this year he's going to take another step. Yeah, he's been a leader for our group, one of the older guys in our team. And then Owen McLaughlin, transfer, is our only senior, so
right,
that tells you that we're obviously a little bit young. But Owen, he's a point producer. He has been in 3 years at North Dakota. I played more wing last year for North Dakota. We're trying him back in the middle of the ice where he played his first 2 years at North Dakota. We're going to give him a look there. You know, he's a playmaker, really good through the middle of the ice when he comes with speed and sees the ice well. So we'll take a look there with him. But yeah, we really like what we've seen from him so far.
And the next unit had Brandon Svoboda returning sophomore year. We saw him emerging over the course of the year, as we did with the guy he has on the left side with Kamil Bednarik. Two guys that could go to center, go to wing. For the purposes of Saturday, you had Svoboda in the middle, you had Bednarik on the left side. And Jack Murtagh, who comes in very highly touted from the U.S. national program. Just speaking for Terrier Nation, I think everybody is excited about what comes next for Bednarik and Svoboda, based on what we saw of those guys and their overall skill set and what they bring to the ice from last season as freshmen.
Yeah, they both had really good, productive years for us last year, and you know we expect they'll make a jump this year as well. We'll probably use Bednarik more in the middle. Svoboda played mostly center last year. He'll be playing probably both this year, where he'll play wing and center. He's really our only right shot. see him kind of moved around. But him and Benarek seem to have some pretty good chemistry so far. And we've put Mertag on their line. He's a power forward type player, can get to the net, got a great shot. So we've seen some pretty good chemistry from them as well. But, you know, I like the look to that line. They got some size. They're heavy. They could be, you know, tough to handle down low. So that's what we're looking for from that line. And, you know, I think both Benarek and Svoboda, probably Svoboda even more. Benarek played quite a bit for us last year. Svoboda, you know, probably deserved a little bit more ice time than he actually received last year. So I expect him to play bigger minutes for us this year, and he certainly seems ready for that.
He had all three first-year players on the next unit back on Saturday, with Morello in the middle, Merrill on the right side, and McNellis on the left. Thing that stands out about Merrill is, I think, one of the themes, if you will, of your recruiting and your team building is size. Merrill checking in, John Merrill checking in at 6'4", 205. McNellis at 5'10", 165 pounds. Jay, the way that this team is recruiting, if you're small, you got to be special, because you're recruiting 6 foot plus and everybody's at least like in that 190 range up front. So McNellis, the exception to that, coming from the USHL, Merrill from the BCHL, and Morello coming in also as a first-year player.
Yeah, all three of those guys have had really, really good, a really good preseason. McNellis is, you know, a little, I guess you'd say, yeah, he's undersized on the smaller side, but he's really quick. He's on pucks. He disrupts plays all the time on the forecheck. He's a guy that I think you'll see find a way to get quite a few breakaways this year because of his speed, and mm-hmm. He's got a really good stick. So I really liked him in the preseason. Morello probably has been, just from day one, maybe one of our most consistent players day to day. He's been really good. He's a good 6'2", 6'3", a lot of speed, really good in the middle of the ice, good on faceoffs, good defensively, and he's another guy, too, that, you know, I think all that kind of the scrimmages we've had, I think he scored in every one. Maybe he didn't score the other day, but he's another guy with the speed that finds a way to get behind the D quite a bit. Really like his game so far. And Ben Merrill maybe has been one of the bigger surprises for us coming out of the BCHL. He's been really good. You just see his confidence grow every day. He's got size, knows how to protect the puck. He can really shoot it. And again, he's got a lot of speed as well. So that line is fast, and they have some size on it. And yeah, I think they'll be tough to handle as a group.
And Morello also coming from the USHL and raised, I think, a lot of eyebrows at the Bruins development campus, the Bruins fifth-round pick. Also, you've got Jay Fellberg, new to the program up front, and Kyle Kim, who saw some time at the forward position, where we'll talk about in a moment. You're a little bit depleted there, but Kim coming in as a defenseman, but showed some of his ability at the forward position during the scrimmage.
Yeah, he's. We have 9 defensemen right now on our roster. We're a little lighter up front, so we've had some, you know, some Rukinakis, who's going to be out for an extended period of time. So we've given Kim a little bit of time up front, just to give some of the other D some more reps. You know, he's a first year guy. He's been real good, can really skate, and you know, he's a kid that's, you know, willing to do anything to help the team right now, and we've seen him a little bit up front. Jay Fellberg, he's a kid that is really improved since day one. I mean, we're about a month in right now, and I think it was an adjustment for him from the league he was coming from to the pace of college hockey, but we've seen his you know, his progression in the last 4 weeks come a long way, and really his work ethic is off the charts. Like, this kid works, never ever takes a drill off, the shift off. So he's been impressive from that standpoint. I expect him to continue to improve.
Well, in contrast to the forward group, and you look back to the team that finished in the national championship game last year, your first line with Shane LaChance, Ryan Green, Quinn Hudson all departed. Matt Capone, who came in to play his fifth year at BU, transferring in from Merrimack. Jack Hughes, all departed up front, along with Devin Kaplan and Tristan Amonte. a little bit different story in terms of, and I know making you breathe a little easier on the defensive side. You look at how you lined up defensively. You had with Gavin McCarthy, with a big C on the sweater coming back for his third season, and with Cole Hudson also getting a letter along with Cole Eisenman as an assistant captain as your first D pair. And just the fact that you've got four defensemen, if you go to Aiden Celebrini coming back, he had some injury issues last year. Good to see him back healthy. And then Sasha Boumediene, whose stock really rose over the course of the year. Great to see the experience, the all-important position on the blue line, to have four guys that are coming back that have all played college hockey.
Yeah, no, I really like the depth of our decor. Like, it's deep. I mean, we obviously, Kyle Kim being a newcomer, coming from a league that, no question, an adjustment coming into college. But he's a kid that's going to be willing to work. But I think the other eight guys that we have back there, it's deep. And I think, you know, guys are going to be, you know, fighting for ice time back there, because all of them are capable of helping our team. And I like what I've seen from all of them. It's been fun to, you know, have that type of depth back there. We got size back there. We got a bit of everything. So it's been really good to see.
Mick Freshette also factoring in, you mentioned, with the nine defensemen. And just to get a little bit of insight about the newcomers to the blue line, there are three of them that look to factor in here. Malte Voss, the latest Swedish arrival on the blue line, he comes in certainly with a reputation of physicality, maybe more of a stay-at-home, shut-down defender, what you've seen of him. And then the two that you landed from the U.S. national program, the two top defensemen from that program, with Charlie Trethewey and a really big body at 6'5 and about 225 pounds with Amico.
Yeah, Voss, coming from Sweden, I think for him, a bit of an adjustment to the style of play over here. There's no question, you know, we could see that he has an identity with the way he plays. He's very difficult to play against. You know, he wants to make sure that he's physical. He finishes his check. He's really good defensively. Like any freshman defenseman coming in, no matter where you're from, it's going to be an adjustment, the speed, the strength of the players, the pace of the game. So all three of them are going to have an adjustment period, but all three of them bring something a little bit different. I like what I've seen from all of them. Trethewey, another guy, really good, you know, two-way defenseman, good at breaking pucks out. He's got a really good shot, good through the neutral zone. So, like what we've seen from him, another guy, too, that, you know, he's long, so he can defend really well with the stick and close plays off. And then Amico just has a presence out there just with his size. I mean, 6'6", can really move well. Again, he's tough to get around. Someone with that size and obviously with his length, the stick, it's tough to play against him. And I've been real impressed with him. And he's been a guy that really hasn't played hockey in the last 10 to 11 months, coming off a, you know, pretty significant injury. But he's pretty close to 100% and really like what we've seen from him. Like, he's going to be a presence back there for us.
He could be kind of a Cade Weber-esque player. That's kind of setting the bar high for him, but in terms of, you say, his reach and his ability to shut things down back there, and could be a big guy in your PK unit as things evolve.
Yeah, no question. All those things, he should be real difficult to play against. You know, I think he's going to help our penalty kill. I just think he's going to help us overall defensively.
And you want to talk about a rising star, Boumediene, and the progress that he made over the course of the year. And it was certainly noted by the numerous NHL scouts that watch the Terriers on a regular basis.
Yeah, his improvement over the course of the season last year was tremendous. And, like, he really should only be a true freshman this year. So
exactly. Brought him a year early.
Yeah, got him a little early and got him ready. So, yeah, expect him where this shouldn't be an adjustment for him this year. Obviously, it took him some time last year. Now he knows what to expect, is a lot stronger physically. That alone is going to help him. Has an understanding of what college hockey is all about. That's going to help him. I think has gained a lot of confidence from last year, gained a lot of confidence from being picked in the first round, just a lot of things. So he is trending upwards, no question about that. I think this year probably will get used a little bit probably see him get some power play time, so that can also boost the player's confidence. And yeah, expect big things from him this year.
And there is no Norris Trophy for college hockey. I've still been lobbying for one. I just don't have the money to fund one right now, Jay, but I'm working on it. But Cole Hudson would certainly be a candidate based on the year that he had, and based on the turnaround that he had. I mean, there was some issues that he had from a physical standpoint, illness standpoint, and so forth the first half of the year. But it seemed like from that UMass game at the end of the first semester all the way through to St. Louis, he just stepped up, and we all kind of sat back and what's he kind of like with his brother Lane, what is he going to do next? What could he possibly do next out there?
Yeah, he's a unreal hockey player. Hockey sense is off the charts. The ability he has with the puck, the plays he can make, there's not many that can make the plays that he does. Last year, first half for him, he was certainly disappointed with his play in the first half. A lot of different factors. Like I said, any young freshman defensemen are going to have their struggles. He had his in the first half, but he certainly overcame those. And he was, obviously won Rookie of the Year in college hockey. His second half was tremendous, and I think he's just going to continue to build off that. I think we've seen a big jump in his leadership as well for our team. I think he has an understanding that we have a really young team. I think he understands that, probably our best player overall, and he wants to make sure he leads by example and making sure he's doing the right things, and he's really matured that way. And I'm just looking forward to seeing the type of year he's going to have. I think he's going to have a tremendous year.
And you can't get called for too many Hudsons on the ice now.
No, you won't mess that up right now, which is will be a first. But yeah. I'm excited to see him this year.
Indeed, the lone returning Hudson. And, great. I love the fact that the captaincy and the legacy, you and Mike were both captains. Now we got Gavin McCarthy getting the C, and Case McCarthy before him, his brother before him, and Gavin looking to take over leadership as a returning third-year guy along with Jack Harvey.
Yeah, he was a unanimous choice by our players. I mean, we vote at the end of the season last year in the spring, and it was unanimous that he was chosen captain by his peers. So that tells you a little bit about him and what his teammates think of him. So yeah, really happy for him. And still, he's a really young captain. I mean, he's a junior. But he's a true junior. Came in as a true freshman. The big thing for him is, we don't want him putting too much pressure on himself. We just want him to be himself. He completely understands what the expectations and the standards are at BU, and he certainly leads by example that way. I think he's excited about it. And for talk about a kid that's improved every year over the first 2 years, and now again, I'm sure he's going to take another step this year. So. Great to have him as our captain this year.
And once again, from the team that finished in St. Louis, five of the seven defensemen you addressed returning. Tom Willander now with the Vancouver organization. Also, Jack Page, who filled in, played such a great role for you, particularly down the stretch with your decor being somewhat challenged. Well, that last but most important, and we go to the net minding position, and I think that everybody is very happy to see a healthy and very happy Big Mike with Mikhail Yegorov back in goal. Jay, what have you seen of him that you maybe didn't see last year? And what about the new and hopefully improved version that you've seen through training camp as he gets ready for the rigors of a full college hockey season?
Yeah, just again, his enthusiasm, loves the game, loves being around the rink. So seeing that same type of personality from him, and his work ethic is off the charts, not only on the ice, but in the gym, too. Like, a lot of times goalies may do things a little bit different off the ice, but he's in the gym competing as hard as anyone, and it's impressive to see. And I think for him, it was obviously a huge step for him last year to come in halfway through the year and be able to do what he did, but it just gives him the advantage that now when he was going to come in this fall for half a year under his belt in some obviously huge games, getting all the way to the national championship final. So I think, you know, he's got a chip on his shoulder. I think, you know, he wants to find a way to finish the job.
No question. And no issues with game protocol. We learned that one the hard way, didn't we?
I think he'll be good with that this year.
Exactly. Very punctual. And depth at that position, I've been impressed since he came in with Max LaCroix and his what he gives you with that position. And also a guy that we haven't seen yet, but a guy that had quite a impressive resume with Steve Luciano coming in. I know you brought him in as the third goalie, but once again, it seems like depth is addressed, has been addressed at that position as you enter this season.
Yeah, Max has been outstanding. He continues to improve. I think he has a really good understanding, too, that he's here to push Yagi. You know, he wants to push him. Max wants to play as well, so he has a really good understanding of that. Really competitive in practice every day. I really like what I've seen from Max. He's been great, and he's also, you know, a great leader as well. Like, he has an understanding. This is his third year here. I mean, he came in halfway through his first year as well, so he's been here long enough and has an understanding of how everything works. And it's great to have him here. And you know, we'll see how it all plays out. But I know with talking to him that he wants to play games as well, so I'm sure he's going to push for that. And then, yeah, Luciano is disappointed. He ended up getting hurt, so he's going to be out for an extended period of time.
Okay.
So that's a little bit disappointing. You know, you start your first year and ended up having a little bit of a injury that's going to keep him out probably for most of the first half. So yeah, disappointing that way. But he looked good at the beginning of camp. So excited to see when he gets back.
And if there's an overall theme for this team, Jay, I think you got to be about 6 foot tall. You got to be close to 200 pounds, and you're probably under 21.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, we're certainly you know, we've certainly got some size, and we're certainly young to go along with that.
Indeed. And with the schedule coming up, a little bit different last year. I don't know if anybody on the planet could say that they went to Grand Forks, Belfast, Toledo, and St. Louis by the end of the season. This year, it's a little more tilted toward the friendly confines of Agganis Arena. I feel like I'm talking to Alex Corey, like seven-game homestand. You get the first seven at home in the month of October here. Before you head out on the road for some big Hockey East action, you're going to go to UConn and then the weekend at Maine. You got a non-conference game at Quinnipiac, and then, of course, Red Hot Hockey, the hockey bowl game with Cornell down at Madison Square Garden. And then you look at the second half of the year, and I said, there is only the one non-conference game, and that's the shortest road trip in college hockey. You go over to play Harvard January 12th. Then it's all league play from there. So it's kind of a neat break, if you will. And once again, you're going to have a chance to really kind of get in, you know, ease into this season, if you will, as much as you can ease into a college hockey season by playing in familiar surroundings. Probably not a bad thing with the number of new players that you have to the program overall.
Yeah, I think it's really good to have the start we're having with you know, a lot of home games to get up to speed right away. And then, you know, the schedule is difficult in the first half of some of the teams we're playing. There's no question about that. So it's going to be, you know, like college hockey is so competitive. It's going to be a, you know, really tough year. So, but yeah, I do like the fact that I don't really even know how it worked out this way. But yeah, having our first seven at home will be good for us. Don't have to travel. Plenty of time to get our rest early on and, you know, really focus on our team.
And my final question before I just congratulate you on something, and that is the concept of team building. And this is something that I talk about with, you can imagine, I do talk to a few people during the course of the day, the week, and the month that care about college hockey. I know that's a shock to you, or care about BU hockey. But the way that this has changed, Jay, and the way it's changed so dramatically, and the way it continues to change, it's such a volatile world that we have. But, I mean, it used to be you sit down and you talk about, well, we got this number of guys returning, and we've got seven guys that we're fortunate. We got seven fourth-year guys that are seniors. We got a freshman class coming in now. That whole concept of team building has been completely changed. You've got freshman first years, you've got transfers, and now, of course, with Richie, we mentioned the first guy to come in now that the CHL players are eligible to play. And this is ever-changing and something I know that you and your staff are really working to keep up with.
Yeah, it's no question. It's every year seems to get more and more difficult to keep your players and keep them around for, you know, never mind 2 years. But you just want to try to right. keep as much of the group together as possible. I think the biggest part is identifying the kids that you are bringing in, even if you're only going to have them for 2 years, is that they have high character, that they're good people, that they're willing to work, that they're willing to be coached, and you know, are they willing to sacrifice a little bit for the good of the program and the good of the team? Mm-hmm. I think those are the type of players we're looking for, and there's no question it's a challenge every year to get that buy-in, and it'll be a challenge again this year. I think every year, maybe but the first year I was here, we've had quite a bit of roster turnover, and I don't foresee that changing in the near future. I think you're going to be dealing with that every year. So it's really about getting the right people, you know, in your program, and that's what we're trying to do.
And I just want to congratulate you on the contract extension. The volatility, as you mentioned, from year to year with the team, with the personnel, but continuity with your coaching staff to have Joe Pereira back as your associate head coach and Kim Brandfield back assistant coach. The one change was with the goaltending coach, Cam Dumini, coming in as the new goalie coach, replacing Brian DeCoit, who's gone on to work in the NHL. And Cam is very much part of Brian and his stop at goaltending. So I think there will be continuity there with Cam and what his tutelage and mentoring has been over the course of his young career.
Yeah, he's going to be a huge asset to us, to our coaching staff. You know, thanks to Brian DeCord for everything he did. He was really good with our goalies. You know, he ended up taking a job as director of goaltending for the Detroit Red Wings. So congrats to him for that. But he's been really good for us. A little different, and he's the one who recommended Cam to us, highly recommended Cam, said he's his best guy that he has. But Cam is at St. Lawrence the last couple of years, so a little different from Brian, where Brian was not at BU every day. He was, you know, here – you know, handful of days during the week at most of our games, but Cam's here every day now, so that's a benefit to our goalies. That's a benefit to our staff. So I think it's great to have him around. He's been excellent up to this point. We haven't even played a game yet, but I can tell he's going to be a great addition. And yeah, for me, probably our Joe Pereira and Kim Branville probably don't get enough credit for what they've done for this program. How fortunate I am to have those two on our staff. They've been tremendous. They're really good at what they do. All three of us get along really well. All three of us challenge each other, which is great. Those guys are challenging me all the time. But at the end of the day, we always end up on the same page, and it's great. It's a lot of fun coming to work every day, working with those two guys. I mean, I think we all know Joe does a tremendous job with recruiting, but he also played at BU, has an understanding of what it means to be a Terrier, and he leads that way. He's a mentor to our players that way. And then Kim, just with his experience in the type of players he's worked with over his career as a development coach, and he's really a great overall teacher and coach. So like I said, that those two guys don't get enough credit for the success we've had.
No doubt. Well, let the games begin. First up will be, I guess, appropriate. It's the 50th anniversary of Jaws, so I guess you should open with the Sharks, right? Long Island University Sharks. It'll be how many Rileys are there in coaching? I don't know if there's an answer to that question. There's just a steady line of them. One Riley leaves for Ferris State. And, of course, the youngest Riley now coming in with Brendan Riley replacing Brett Riley. But if anybody hasn't paid any attention to what Long Island has done in a very short period of time, Jay, look no further than the final pairwise last year. This team was 25 in the pairwise as an independent. So I would say expect a challenge. I know you guys are expecting a challenge. I'm just doing this for Terrier Nation on Saturday with Long Island coming in to open the season.
Oh, there's no question it's going to be a challenge. You know, they're going to be, you know, no question they're going to be a lot older than us. That's number one. So, you know, it's going to be a very difficult game, especially for our team where we have so many newcomers playing their first college hockey game. So it's going to be a great test for us right off the hop.
103rd year of Boston University hockey, as you noted on Saturday. And yes, I've been here for, I guess it is 100 out of 103. but no less excited for year 100. I know you know that, Jay. That's for sure.
No question, Bernie. I'm really excited. It's great. I know we're getting close here that you and I are talking, and looking forward to our talks over the course of the season here.
Absolutely. And Jay, once again, sponsored by CNR Search here, our time with Jay each week on Inside BU Hockey, presented this season by DiBella Law Offices. Every case is personal. Call 855-DiBella or go to everycaseispersonal.com. Thanks to Jay Pandolfo for joining us here on a special season preview of Inside BU Hockey. CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. The CNR Search mission is to provide outstanding leadership solutions by identifying and evaluating the most qualified candidates for their client organizations. If you're a candidate or company seeking executive search solutions, reach out to Bob Barish at cnrsearch.com. That's Bob, B-A-R-I-C-H, at cnrsearch.com. CNR Search, winners joining winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey.
When my brother was injured in a serious accident, I learned what really matters. So I built a firm where clients' needs come first. At DiBella Law, you're more than just a number. We understand your sleepless nights, your worries, your pain, because we've lived it.
DiBella Law Injury Attorneys, where every case is personal and every person matters.
Call 855-DiBella. That's 855-DIBELLA. Your story deserves to be heard.
DiBella Law Injury Attorneys, from our family to yours.
Welcome back to Inside BU Hockey, presented by DiBella Law. At DiBella Law, every case is personal. Call 855-DiBella or visit everycaseispersonal.com. My name is Kat Cornetta, a freelance sports writer with 15 years of experience covering women's college hockey, and I am pleased to be joining Bernie Corbett and his crew this season for Inside BU Hockey, hosting our weekly chat with the Terriers women's coaching staff. Join me now as I chat with BU head coach Tara Watchhorn. What did your team learn from the exhibition last week against Concordia?
Yeah, loaded question for sure. It was an exhibition game, and I think going into it, I was excited to see where we were at for all of our, you know, our players individually, our staff as a run-through, and then to see where we're at collectively. I think that's the goal right now, is to how can we get the group of people with amazing talent to, you know, work well effectively and do it at a pace that's going to help you compete. So definitely a lot to learn, nothing like declarative, nothing crazy, but just added more information to the toolbox as we keep trying to, you know, tweak our approach to what this team needs.
And Lola Reed, a sophomore, was again key to your performance against Concordia. She has a lot of exhibition luck against them, I guess. What can we expect from her in her sophomore season?
I'm so excited for her. Obviously, you know, she had such a unique start, not one that most freshmen get, but well-earned last year. And I think it's her mindset, it's the experiences that she banked, it's the way that she's able to utilize her resources, us and everything around her, that the sky's the limit. And it's continuing to just find ways to make her game click and to, you know, make people around her better. And definitely seeing some promising things already in practice. I'm excited to see how she continues to translate going forward.
Now, tell us a little bit about this year's leadership group and what they bring to the team.
Yeah, they're definitely, all of them are amazing, holistic, ambassadors for our program, for our university, and they set the tone. They're high-performing athletes and people, and they've been doing a great job so far. I think that's one of the things I, have come to realize. And also what's fun about college athletics is your leadership group is just going to be different every year. It doesn't matter. That's normal for any team, but, you know, we're asking 20-year-olds to, be captains of your program, and you put a lot on them. And, I'm still learning how to lead every day. So I think we're excited. I feel like our staff has a great relationship with them all individually and as a group. And we've already been laying the foundation for how we're going to work together and how we're going to learn together and see what this team needs from us. But they are so smart, competent, passionate. I'm excited to see how we're going to grow together.
And Sydney Healy was a major part of your postseason success on the ice last season. What are you hoping from her this season?
Yeah, more of the same, right? I think that's what's always exciting, when you have kind of that upperclassman jump that junior year where it just feels good and things are coming. But she worked hard for it. And so it's now the challenge is taking what was the meaningful things that she did that got her to where she was, and how does she take a step and manage expectations and do it while being a captain? She's already done such a great job. The way that she plays the game, she came back from an injury kind of a couple weeks into the preseason, and the way our practice is elevated and changed from that day was dramatic. So I think she's just continued to learn how to have an impact every time she's on the ice, and we all know that she can score when she gets the chance.
One unique story that I'm sure a lot of people have already heard out of your program this season is your addition of graduate student goalie Michelle Pasechnik, who was the 2024 NCAA Goalie of the Year. What does her experience bring to your team this season?
We're feeling it already. I think we're like the fifth year is few and far between now as we come out of the COVID cycle. And it's just such a big difference for any young woman to have an extra year of experience under your belt, let alone one where you're working 9 to 5. But also just the person and that she is, as we're getting to know her more and more, the girls love her in the locker room. She shows up positive and hardworking and adds a laugh here or there that I'm starting to understand more and more. And I think that's something as a program we've worked to shift and celebrate in our environment, is you can have fun and work hard at the same time. And I think she's come in and naturally fit into that, aligned with that very well. And obviously she has a bank of experiences that we're excited to continue to tap and hopefully play a meaningful role in her journey as well.
This weekend, you are hosting third-ranked Minnesota for 2 games at Walter Brown. This is a great non-conference game. You always schedule a really good non-conference schedule, in my opinion. What can fans expect to see this weekend between the two teams?
Yeah, excitement. And really, it's funny. It's something that I've been passionate about since coming back is, playing against the teams and, that where you want to be at the end of the year and getting the exposure to that. I'm grateful to be at a hockey school and at a school like BU where I feel like that does happen easy. And so excited to play Minnesota again this season. And it didn't hit me until probably a few weeks ago that it's a home opener game and a lot of excitement around it as well, not just a great opponent. So I think I'm excited for two hockey schools playing each other. The excitement and nerves that are going to come with them, the experiences that we get and our players get, and excited to build off of the year that we had and the excitement around our program on our campus and to continue to interact with our community and hopefully set the tone for, the rest of the season. But it's so unique in terms of the on-ice play, right, this time of year. And you pre-scout, but it's hard to really give weight to what teams are trying to do and what's actually, happening on the ice. But what better team to really solidify your approach, the foundation and identity in which you play? And I think if you can do it against a team like this, while you continue to build out your own systems and your tactics, you're setting a pretty good tone for the rest of the season. So, we're going to have to be ready. We're going to have to execute in all the foundational ways in order to, not have their skill and speed, go free out there. So I'm excited for the test.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Coach Watchhorn, for your time this week. Join us next week for another chat with the BU Women's Hockey coaching staff. I'm Kat Cornetta.
CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. The CNR Search mission is to provide outstanding leadership solutions by identifying and evaluating the most qualified candidates for their client organizations. If you're a candidate or company seeking executive search solutions, reach out to Bob Barish at cnrsearch.com. That's Bob, B-A-R-I-C-H, at cnrsearch.com. CNR Search, winners joining winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey.
When my brother was in a serious accident, I saw firsthand how injuries change your life overnight. Suddenly, there's medical bills piling up, insurance companies are calling nonstop. It's overwhelming for the whole family. When you're hurt, you need someone who truly understands what you're going through, someone who's been there. That's why at DiBella Law, we say every case is personal. I've lived what my clients are going through, and I've dedicated the last 20 years to helping families heal and recover what they deserve.
DiBella Law Injury Attorneys. Call 855-DiBella, because your story is our story.
Let my experience help protect you.
Thank you for joining us on our latest edition of Inside BU Hockey, presented by DiBella Law Offices, where every case is personal. Check their website, everycasespersonal.com. I would like to thank my co-host, Kat Cornetta, correspondent Caitlin Beal, our producer, Brady Gardner, and BU Athletic Communications for making our program possible. Until next time, this is Bernie Corbett. Go Terriers!